at the moment. But yeah, it is Wednesday and we are getting the views of young people in the Arab world on the show this morning because a new tranche of data has been released by the authors of the Arab Youth Survey. Now, there are two top headlines there that sort of basically grab my attention. First up, there's the line that nearly half of young Arabs aspire to start their own business in the next 5 years, which is very interesting indeed. And the second top line is that the confidence of Arab youth in governments outside the GCC, so that's not the UAE, it's not Saudi, it's not Qatar, but outside the GCC, has fallen, with two-thirds of young people in North Africa and the Levant saying they feel their voice does not matter. Interesting there that you've got the sort of, it's a story of two halves there, sort of outside the GCC and within the GCC. Let's get into the details of this survey with Sunil John, who is the man behind it. He's the president at BCW and founder of the PR company Asda BCW. Good to have you with us, Sunil. How are you?
Very good, Georgia. Good to join you back again on the agenda.
Yeah, it's always good to have you on. And I have to say, I always find the results from this Arab Youth Survey absolutely fascinating. Let's get into that first top line on entrepreneurial spirit first. So what was the finding as far as the enthusiasm for young Arabs to start their own businesses?
Oh, this is what we call a green shoot finding amid some depressing findings about confidence in governments, especially in North Africa and Levant. I think this finding stood out as a very, very positive finding. And as you mentioned earlier, nearly half, or 42% of the Arab youth across these 18 Arab countries said they intend to start their own business within the next 5 years. So that is that entrepreneurial zeal among these young people to be able to start their own business. And when you split it among the regions, the GCC, about 53% of the youth said they'll start their own business within the next 5 years. North Africa, 37%, and the Levantine countries, 39%, nearly 40%. So as you can see, the spirit, the zeal is across all the three subdivisions of the Middle East market. And when you really look at what this is saying is, of course, in the GCC, Georgia, you have a lot of government incentives, financial aid, single window systems, and you know, young people are taking advantage of that and moving into starting their own business. In fact, there's a World Economic Forum survey that was done where they saw female entrepreneurialism increasing by 68% in 2022. And you can see a lot of young Emiratis and Saudis actually starting their own businesses. And that is an excellent, excellent sign. So that is what really is a heartening and positive finding of our Arab Youth Survey.
It's interesting that it seems to represent a move away from the public sector because, of course, in these oil-producing nations, for a long time, most nationals have been employed by the oil and gas sector. And it does seem to be that maybe that tide is now turning.
Oh, in fact, that is definitely turning. And just to give you a number, you know, we ask young people, what's your preference? Where do you want to work? The government sector, the private sector, your own family business or your own business, or even in the NGO community, for instance. And we've seen a definite increase in the preference for young people to pursue careers in the private sector. Now, nearly 33% of them preferred the private sector, which was a 13% increase over 2022. It was 20% last year. It's 33% this year. So you can see, even in the UAE, for instance, Georgia, you know, there are now stricter quotas for emiratization in the private sector. And there is now a big, you know, move upwards in hiring Emiratis within the private sector as well. And we are seeing extremely positive preference among the young people. Remember, when we speak to Arab youth, we, for instance, in the UAE, we only speak to UAE nationals. We don't talk to expats. So you are looking at a pure view of the UAE national community. But interestingly, the preference for the government sector, as you mentioned before, has dropped substantially. In fact, it was, if you go back to 2019, Georgia, it was 49%, nearly half of the sample said they want jobs in the government. That has dropped to 30% in 2023. So you can see an increase in private sector, a discernible drop in the government sector. And these are, I think, extremely positive signs that young people want to be able to pursue careers, interesting careers in the private sector.
That is very interesting indeed, because, of course, it's something the governments in both the Saudi and, of course, here are very keen to move the sort of focus away from the public sector and get more of their workers into the private sector. Now, how about the suggestion that it might not be as easy as they hoped to start companies? You know, do these young people foresee any hurdles in setting up their own companies?
Oh, yeah. I think you can see that across the GCC, Levant in North Africa. I think they're much more positive view on starting businesses. But they want governments really to look at some, key incentives. The first one is tax breaks, reduced fees for startups. You're looking at improved and available training and education, government guaranteed loans. Because, you know, private banks don't give loans to startups, you know, so that's a big, and more and more government entities, for instance, in the UAE, you have the Emirates Development Bank that actually have arrangements with private banks where they stand guarantee for loans for startups. And so that the tide is turning there. And I think that's what they want. They also want to make sure that, you know, there's less corruption, less red tapeism within the government, so young people can start businesses much more easily. And we also ask, what kind of industry do you want to start their businesses in? The top preference was in technology, in e-commerce, in the creative industries, such as marketing, advertising, communications, manufacturing and real estate. That's the kind of the top five preferences where young nationals, young Arabs want to start their business across these 18 markets.
Yeah, that is a long way from a lifetime job in the oil and gas sector, isn't it? You know, starting your own company in the creative sectors. Let's turn our attention to, you know, the other big top line out of this latest tranche of data that you've released, which suggests that confidence of Arab youth in their governments has dropped considerably. Now, it's important for me to frame this. It's for governments outside the GCC, isn't it? So that doesn't include countries like the UAE and Saudi.
Yes, Georgia. I think, most people like to do these broad brush strokes of the Middle East, where, you know, this vast land of 400 million people, you know, they're all so different. You know, the oil-rich Gulf nations are much more wealthier, have the countries in the Levant in North Africa, and who are we talking of here? We're talking of Lebanon, we're talking of Iraq, Palestinian territories, Syria, Sudan, Yemen. These are conflict-ridden countries, you know, and there many of them are recovering from long, ravaging wars. So obviously, some of these findings, governments are struggling to find ways to reach out to their young people. But let me start with the positive finding. When we talk to young people in the GCC countries, 78%, three quarters, say their voice matters to their leadership. Additionally, an overwhelming 87% in the GCC countries said their governments have the right policies to address their concerns. So when you look at the Gulf, it's an entirely positive, hopeful picture. But when you move your gaze to the Levant in North Africa, nearly 54%, more than half, say their voice does not matter to their governments. And two-thirds, it's a worrying two-thirds, over 60%, lack confidence in their government's ability to address key issues. And what are these issues? Unemployment, corruption, rising living costs. And when you look at some of the World Bank figures that have come recently in a report, the Arab world has the highest youth unemployment in the world at 26%. In some of the countries, in the populous countries, you're looking at nearly 40-50%. You know, nearly one in three, which is roughly about 32%, according to the World Bank, in the age group of 15 to 24 are not engaged in education, in employment or training. And the region has to create 33.3 million jobs by the year 2030. This is a daunting task. And I think governments, especially in the North African and Levantine region, which are much more higher population, which have challenges in the economy, recovering from long wars, have to really focus. They have to listen to the youth. They deserve their voice to be heard. And that is why we do this Arab Youth Survey, Georgia, because we want to give the youth a voice so it impacts government policies and decisions made by businesses. And that is what we've been doing for the last 15 years, where we have tracking data, talking to these young people, you know, in 53 cities in 18 countries. We have a wealth of data where we track this data, what's changing on the ground. And I think this year, governments, businesses have been listening. You know, the amount of inquiries we get to get additional data has been really overwhelming this year.
Encouraging stuff. And of course, very sensible, because the young people, are one of the largest demographics in the region. And as a consequence, if they're unhappy, you're going to know about it as a government in the Middle East. Really interesting stuff, as always. Sunil John, president at BCW and the founder of ASDA BCW, also the author of that fascinating Arab Youth Survey that comes out each year. Thank you very much indeed for joining me on the programme this morning. Really great to have you here on the agenda on Dubai 103.8. Now, up next, we're actually going to get into